this is Bronwyn, and you are listening to Country House on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have two very special guests in the studio with me this week. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Forward Leg. I'm Bronwyn's sister.
Brother.
Brother.
Nice. Off to a great start. Beautiful.
This is my first time doing radio, and I'm really excited to be here. I'm a senior in high school.
And I am a recurring guest. Guy 3, back and better than ever. Really happy to be here. Thanks, Bronwyn.
Yeah, we're so excited. I'm so excited to have you. Okay, so you just heard... What did I just play?
Yard/Gardens
by Kay Bollinger. And next I'm going to play Get Gone by Fiona Apple. Enjoy.
How many times do I have to say to get away, get gone? Flip your shit past another lass's humble dwelling. You got your game, made your shot, and you got away with a lot, but I'm not turned on. So put away that meat you're selling, 'cause I do know what's good for me, and I've done what I could for you, but you're not benefiting, and yet I'm sitting, singing again, sing again. How can I deal with this, if you won't get with this, am I gonna heal from this, it won't admit to it, nothing to figure out, I gotta get him out, it's time the truth goes out that he don't give a shit about. To a place I can't breathe. And I must decide if you must arrive, then I'm much obliged to up and go. I'll idealize and realize that it's no sacrifice, because a price is paid and there's nothing left to grieve. Fucking go, 'cause I've done what I could for you, and I do know what's good for me, and I'm not benefiting, instead I'm sitting, singing again. How can I deal with this if you won't get with me?
And we're back. So you just heard Fiona Apple Get Gone, followed by Shatter by Maggie Rogers. Yeah. Next, I'm going to play one of Guthrie's recommendations. So a little bit change of genre. Yeah, do you want to say something?
Before we go, I got to say, just because this is my first time in a radio, basically radio booth where it's all done, I feel like one of the great things about listening to WMFO and seeing my sister is, like, going beyond your Spotify bubble of just the songs that you consistently listen to and the songs that just are consistently recommended to you by Spotify, like, listening to WMFO and hearing your music taste has been a really good inspiration. I feel like that's one of the great things about radio and one of the reasons why, as much as I love to just listen to my own playlist, I love to join your radio because it gives me so much inspiration.
So true. No, so you're so right. That guy, can we talk about the guy who was just in here? I hope he's listening. He was so cute.
Yeah, he was really sweet.
If you have been listening to WMFO for more than the past 14 minutes, the guy who just had a show was a community member from Cambridge, which I, like, usually WMFO is either Tufts students or people from Somerville Medford. So first of all, impressive that he came all the way from Cambridge. Second of all, he was so cute, and his fiance, who's getting his PhD at BU, obsessed with him.
Yeah.
What was his name again? James.
James?
Yeah, it was James.
Okay.
But sure. The next 45 minutes of music is a combination of Bronwyn's taste, it's my taste, it's Guthrie's taste, so get ready. It's going to be awesome.
Get excited.
Uh-huh. Maybe
We should... I usually, on this show, since I always have a Monday show, I do a little weekend recap. How is your party? I haven't heard.
We should talk about it. So I gotta say, one of the things that's really interesting about high school parties is it's a lot of just, like, people doing a lot of things for the first time. And so, like, we're all staying up and it was fun, but, like, there's just that social awkwardness that's so persistent in high school, which always makes the party so exciting because you can tell everyone is just, like, so anxious and so unnerved to be there. But definitely, once it got later in the night and we were dancing, it got a lot more fun. So overall, it got a good rating. But for all you college students listening, just appreciate that you're past the phase of high school parties, because
I don't know if it gets better, bro.
I hope it does. Or else I'm just in a sad...
Someone break it to you.
Sad part of my life right now.
I mean, it depends where you go to school, but that awkwardness is there,
It's so awkward.
It's so awkward.
Like, and, like, some people try to make conversations, just the most uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
And then you have the people who are just clinging to their friends. It's like there are just so many... There's so many, like, stock characters at parties and so many typecasts.
Don't die. They're everywhere. It's true. But that's what, if you flip your mindset, that's what makes parties fun. Because you and your friends can then, like, observe the stock characters.
That's so true. People watching is a
people
really good
watching.
Thing.
Yeah.
How many people are at the parties that you go to?
Like 25. It's a really nice group of people. So it's not like raging music, like 50 people in a basement. It's a nice group. But I hope it gets better in college. I'll come back a year from now and I'll tell you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm dying to know, actually.
Maybe it's because you guys came in COVID, so it's like you're still at like the 12th grade developmental spot, whereas hopefully I'll be in the, I don't know. We'll
but we did come in during COVID, but I feel like we're like pretty much out of COVID at this point.
Yeah, now that's there's true. No excuse.
So now there's like no excuse for the standard of parties. Yeah, okay. But
well, I'm still really excited for college. So that's my excitement.
Yeah, no, we're not trying.
They're like
to.
Trying to beat Ford down.
No, that,
I'm gonna
that
graduate.
Is not the
I'm gonna have no senioritis now. I'm gonna be like, no, don't let me go there. I don't want to go downhill. Yeah. So I'm excited. But going back to the music, this is a combination music, so be excited.
Great. With that being said, we're gonna now play a song called We Got That Cool by many artists. So please enjoy.
Something sweet and it's not slamming my body. It's just a beat or something getting me higher. I got grapes and trees, now I'm up in my zone. Cause this is what I came for. Yeah, I got what I came for. Four drinks, I'm free. We're not in a hurry. Let's keep this real, cause we are here alone. This is what I came for. for refill. We got what we need here, baby, I ain't leaving. Let's have some fun while we're looking for meaning. Cause this is what I came for. Yeah, I got what I came for.
So you just heard Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers. That was a Ford recommendation. Ford, you have to know that's like definitely one of the lovely song. Love it so much, but it's definitely like one of the most played songs on this radio station of all time, if I had to guess. But loved.
Thank
not
you.
To discredit.
I mean, I think if anything, it just shows me how much of a fan I am of WMFO.
So true.
Like, I just taken it all and then I give it back out to the listeners.
Okay, before that was Paprika by Japanese Breakfast.
Such a good song. I have such a good Japanese breakfast story, which is where I was at Boston Calling with my sister, and she was performing on, like, the orange stage. Would you ever run to Boston Calling? It's, like, the smaller stage to the side, and my sister's like, we have to go see her. I was like, I don't really want to see, like, this small, random artist I've never heard to. And we just do a couple songs, and I liked it. And then just one day I started reading Crying in H Mart, and then halfway through the book I was like, wow, this is the same artist.
Okay, as recommended by me.
As recommended by you. And so then I started listening to the music, and it's like all came together. And now I think of that day in a such different light than I thought of it when I was there. I'm like, wow, I saw this exceptional artist. And I feel like I even remember her being better than how I felt in the moment, just because after listening to the music and reading the book.
Wait, the artist is called Japanese Breakfast?
Yes.
Yeah.
What an
Michelle Zahner,
fascinating
I think
name.
Is her actual name.
Yeah, she talks about it in the book. Do you remember why?
Because she saw the spread of it on Google one night, and she was like, that looks incredible.
Her like memoir that she wrote is all about food, but she's Korean, so
yeah, no,
I don't know
no
why
Japanese.
It's Japanese breakfast.
Anyway, part of the Tufts WMFO pattern is
oh, we're reading the PSA.
PSA every
okay.
So this PSA is dedicated to, well, this is a sad dedication because it's about death, but it's dedicated to my dad and I bike everywhere, and we're always trying to be very cautious, so this is just another reminder. On August 12th, 2022, just a few blocks from Tufts University, Stephen Conley of Somerville was riding in the bike lane on Broadway. when the operator of a Park Land Rover opened their driver's side door onto his path. Conley crashed and was rushed to the Massachusetts General Hospital, where he was born, where he died the next day. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. If you are on a bike or walking, obey safety and traffic laws, and even more particularly, watch out for drivers and bikers who don't. It really is a matter of life and death. I feel like it's so important because if you go around Cambridge and really all of Massachusetts, you see these white bikes painted everywhere, and they're these completely spray-painted white bikes, and they're just like put on signs or put on poles, and basically it represents a biker was killed there, which is sad. It's just a realization that even though biking is like it's good for the environment. I really like it as someone who like lives in Cambridge and goes everywhere within like a 3-mile radius. I think it's such a good way of transportation, but it definitely.
It's funny that you read that one forward because my friend Andrew, who did the show last week when I wasn't here, read that PSA.
Wow.
It's quite morbid though. It is, of the PSAs in the book.
It's just a reminder that like biking is a really fun activity, but like there are grave consequences.
you're really unpacking this PSA for us.
But if you're doing the right thing,
getting so into it,
it'll go well.
Also, a listener, a fan fave listener, messaged about our prior conversation about high school parties, and she wanted me to let you know for that it doesn't get any better than high school prom, which you have yet to look forward to.
No, my high school.
Did you have a prom?
I had a prom, but I had prom not in senior year. I had it in my sophomore year of high school.
What?
We had a junior prom, but it like sucked. So
I had a junior prom. It was interesting. It wasn't crazy good, but it wasn't bad. It was.
Ford had a sexy date to his junior prom.
Really?
This is super weird, guys.
Ford. Ford's a player, though. Just for everyone out there.
No, guys, please.
If Heidi and Chris are listening,
no.
You guys gotta like.
No.
Reel him in.
You guys gotta reel him in. Ford's just like crazy.
No, Ford's.
One time I brought Ford to a party in Latin Way, and he was like chatting up everyone. It was funny.
Oh, that was so fun.
That was so random.
That was so random. We had to get in, like, through, like, climbing underneath the table. Like,
yeah.
College parties, I mean, they're more fun because it's just, like, you feel this liberty and this freedom that, like, I don't know, you're, like, living on your own. At least that's my imagination of it. I don't know, guys.
That is true.
I go to high school half away from my house, which is half away from mile away from my middle school, so
Shady
I feel like
Hill?
Just getting...
Shout out Shady Hill.
Yeah, I feel like for a great K-8 school, just to, like, change your kids, please, go ahead. But, yeah, I'm excited to get out. I'm excited to go beyond.
And you are going beyond.
I am going beyond. I'm at WMFO.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and next year.
Yeah. All right, well...
Are you going to have a radio show at your college?
I'm definitely going to join the school newspaper. Radio show, I don't know. I just
You
like,
should.
Wait, give some context. Ford's currently in the high school newspaper.
Yeah, which is definitely, like, it's really great, and I love it. And I learn a lot about my school. I know you guys can tell there's a caveat coming, but I just feel like it's so much work, and so I'm excited to have less of that work. So that's why I'm not sure I want to like take on more things. But that's me saying it now, at, like the peak of my workload. Definitely like freshman year of college, when it's a little lighter, I'll be like, yeah, okay.
Maybe you could be editor.
Yeah, maybe I'll take it on, maybe. But I love listening. That's the thing is, I love being on here, but I'm a listener at heart. I love
so true. Yeah.
You're a listener at heart?
I'm a listener at heart to WMFO.
Yeah, Ford listens to his sister's show every week, guys.
Every week.
That's what good sibling relationships are.
You're seeing your sister this weekend.
Yes, I am seeing my sister this weekend. Very impromptu booking. Happened today, actually. And I leave Friday morning.
Wow.
Guess where her sister lives, Ford?
Singapore.
No.
Wait, I know this. Seattle. She lives in Seattle.
Yes.
Oh,
and she's working there. Really tell me that. And she's shorter than you. She's like 5'8". Yeah.
Yes. What a niche detail to know, Ford.
Uh-huh. I take it all in. I'm telling you, I'm a consumer of radio.
He's a listener at heart.
Yeah, listener at heart.
That's just evidence that Ford's a really good listener at heart.
I take it all in, you guys.
Well, I want you to meet her.
I will.
If she ever comes
to
Seattle.
I want to go to Seattle. I want to go more to the West Coast. I want to. I see myself working there. Like,
really?
College. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like Seattle or West Coast?
And it's so weird for me to say because I've only lived in Cambridge, Massachusetts my whole life. So I'm like, I want to go all the way over there. But I don't know. I just like, I feel like Seattle, LA, San Francisco.
It is a different vibe.
It's such a different vibe. Yeah.
If Miela was here, our other housemate, she would prove that.
Yeah. But I'm looking at my playlist right now, and I was thinking of songs I could add for you guys to listen to, and I've realized how much of my music taste has been influenced by you, BB.
It's so awesome. Poor to Swifty because of me.
And it's kind
of
like...
she hates Taylor Swift.
It makes me really sad. It's like, are there any songs on my Spotify playlist like I've chosen on my own?
No, I hadn't heard that Jay Brecky song before.
Yeah, I have
before.
Jay Brecky, I have Phoebe Bridgers, I have Del Warga.
Japanese Brecky.
But they're all artists that you listen to when it's like one song away.
You take inspiration from BB.
That's true. I have North by Claro. There are a lot of songs that were just
I'm going to a Wise Blood concert on Sunday, which I'm really excited about. I should play a Wise Blood song.
Yeah.
Okay, we should get back into the music. I'm going to play two songs that Gayathri recommended. Next up is Super Life 2 by Harley.
Super life, c'est pas du blaire. Elle aime, c'est trop piquant. Sur le terrain comme un buteur. Dans les cas, je suis trop puissant. Je fais ça, mais je suis délicat. Elle aime bien l'hélico. Ganja des Jamaïca. Fume la peuf, fume d'école. Celui qui nous fait chier. Qui nous fait chier. Non, non, il faut pas me fâcher. In the night time, when you come through, it's looking like the right time. When it's 3 a.m., I just need a lifeline. Call your phone, baby girl, I got the right mind. I ain't trying to wife be, I'm just trying to live life. I blow money when I get it, so I live nice. She got the cake, I'm just looking for a quick slice. And when the day breaks, I won't even think twice. I need a girl with a waist, I'm a star boy, I could never shine with a waist. No passer, no passer. Girl, don't worry about beef, I got my guys in the place. Me and the moon are good friends, see. So I sleep in the day and come alive in the wakes. I bang ting with the vibes where it takes. I ain't come for no girls, that's a line for the jakes.
That's a line for the pigs.
Girl, let's have a couple light drinks. Nothing heavy, I'm incredible. General, trust man, the levy. My money big, bro, yeah, little like Debbie. I need a P1 black, not a Chevy. And I'ma drink till the end of the day. My niggas in the block, I'm tryna get them all away. I don't care what you done, I don't care what you say. Me and I fear the next man, get the fuck out of my way. Vibing, me whining, I'm stress free, my dog's violent. As a young and I would duck from the trident. Feds chatting at me couple times but I'm silent. Colourful, Gucci, tiger on my top and it's vibrant. Go foreign and my car is a migrant. Water on my neck as if I'm playing in a high drink. Brown skin looking all golden, maple. Wife turned Feb and we march through April. I got my health and I'm grateful. Bad man, stay far from me when I hateful. Slide through the darkness, moon on my back. Big batty gal, I'm a spoon up on that. Get my hair twisted, lemonade casual. I'm a star boy, you can't read it in a manual.
cannot be this way with you. I cannot fall in love with you.
Okay, so you heard Super Life 2 by Harley, and then 3 a.m. by Bauer, and then Say It by Maggie Rogers, which Ford want, that was a Ford rec, so he has a little commentary on it.
Say It has a special place in my heart. I just feel like, again, it's music inspired by UBB. I first learned
so
it with you, like,
sweet.
Say It and On and Off was first listened with you. But, like, for some reason, I think it's maybe because we listened to it while driving to New Brunswick, where our grandparents live. But it just reminds me of, like, being in Maine, like, as the sun is setting. Like, it's 5 p.m., maybe 6 p.m. And it's just, like, that's how that song resounds with me. So, like, whenever I'm doing homework or listening to Say It, I just kind of, like, go back to that main oasis. So that's, like, my Say It
Ford and I have a
monologue.
Few songs that we used to go, like, skiing every weekend in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And to, like, distract us during the drive, our parents would, like, let us play iPad games.
Oh, dog days.
And they had this, like, one CD that they would play in the car when we were driving to, like, our ski weekends. And, like, Ford and I always talk about how there's, like, two songs that, like, if we hear them, we, like, only think of Plants vs. Zombies. Like,
and Battleship.
And Battleship, because we would, like, spend the entire car ride playing Plants vs. Zombies and Battleship in the car.
It's so easy to be like, yeah, I was never an iPad kid, and then I just realized, like, the amount of influence iPad games had on my childhood, like,
no,
Plants vs.
So
Zombies
true.
Battlefront.
Oh, we just loved Battleship.
Angry Birds. Like,
oh, you
oh.
loved...
Wait, do you guys remember, Jetpack Joyride?
Yeah.
We loved
Jetpack Joyride was like my literal drug. It was so good. Wait, there was another one that was really. Oh, Ninjump. Do you guys remember Ninjump?
Yeah, and then babysitters would come over and I'd be like, do you have any games on their phone? And they'd say no. And they were like around my age. They were like 17, 18. And I would be shocked. And now I look at my phone and I don't see any games and I just like realize that I've downgraded. Like, my phone.
Well, I have Temple Run 2. So maybe you should think about
Tumblr. Tumblr was so good. Tumblr also, when really we good. Were, I remember like when we were really, really little, our dad didn't have an iPhone yet. He had like two Blackberries, a work Blackberry and a home Blackberry.
My dad as well.
Yeah, same. Guyther's the same dad as us. We discovered.
Just like the brown version.
Yeah.
Literally.
But he had, what was that game? Brick Breaker. Did you play Brick Breaker on the Blackberry?
No, I don't know that game.
Oh, that game was so good. That was like the first. And oh, do you guys remember Cube Runner? That was like the
first
iPhone game.
Yeah, I remember.
Runner.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Dumb Ways to Die?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Dumb Ways to Die was later. Also, Ford and I got really into Heyday together over the summer. That was like
the worst part is I feel like if I re-downloaded that game, like I could.
Heyday is so and Dragonvale too.
Oh my god. Yeah, there's too
Wait, why don't you download some games for it?
Well, it's just like, I was in senior...
I feel like you're, like, frothing at the mouth to play these games.
I was in senior fall. But now that's over. It's like, there's no excuse not to do
can
it.
Can I just say, though, like, games really come in clutch when, like, let's say you're in a situation where you're waiting and you have no Wi-Fi, your data isn't working, you don't want to look through photos, but you want to be entertained. Games are the perfect time pause.
I'm so with you. However, I'm worried that like it encroaches a
lot. Let's talk about I feel like TikTok has really overtaken like games, because I feel like kids today just go on TikTok and social media and they don't like play. People don't play games like they used to.
It's so funny. We write editorials for the school newspaper and it constantly just reverts back to an editorial about how TikTok is ruining our attention span. And that's saying, I love your idea of having games and just going on them when you're bored. But I feel like, what if you take it a step too far and then you're in a social situation and you're like, oh, this is uncomfortable. I'm going to look down at my phone.
Mm. You can't whip out Temple Run in a social situation.
Yeah, I have a trope towards like, when I'm...
I feel like you can, personally.
When I'm in lunch and I'm walking into high school lunch and like... half of the kids at the tables around me are just like staring down at their phone while eating lunch together.
I thought
like,
you weren't allowed to have phones out at BBNN.
You're not allowed to have them out during classes, but like at lunch, it's fine. Yeah, it's such an ick just to see kids walking around with like their phone out.
TikTok is really ruining our generation.
Yeah.
I do say that while I end every night with like a 15 to 20 minute TikTok session.
Yeah.
But it has definitely ruined the attention span, I feel.
Mm. Yeah, it does also like soothe me like no other.
It does.
Like vice.
It hits the spot.
It really does.
Like, you can't play Temple Run while you're going to bed because that's going to raise your blood pressure.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to escape.
Especially those monsters are horrifying.
They're crazy.
They're like monkey
They're like half man, half monkey, half beast.
It's like you took a Dementor and then you took a gorilla and you had a child.
Yes.
And that's chasing you.
Yes. Yeah. But it's got the head of a Dementor and the body of a gorilla.
It's freaky. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That being said, download it.
The adrenaline rush you get from playing that game is crazy.
It's crazy. But it's designed to make you fail because like it gets really, 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 really fast. And it's like, okay, then at that point you're gonna die. Like you know you're gonna die.
Also, what's the one where you're jumping up on the little cubes and you just go higher and higher?
Doodle jump!
Yeah.
Doodle jump was so good.
That was, again, my second drug. It was literally so good.
Yeah.
And you could change the themes as well. So it was like underwater jungle. Dude,
so
underwater
good.
Was the best. And then all the little features and games were changed with the theme.
Oh, you know the soccer one where all the monsters would be like a team?
Yes. And I remember around the World Cup, like the soccer one would go crazy.
What if I go back to college and I just like become an iPhone like game kid?
Like,
wait,
I just do it. Back. Those are the best kinds of people.
Yeah. If I have a long commute, I'll definitely do it.
Yeah.
But not while I'm biking, you guys. Remember the PSA. Important PSA.
Okay, I'm going to play a Wise Blood song because I'm going to that concert this weekend and I'm quite excited. And I think you guys will like it. I think Fordville. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to play a song, and I'm also going to Roadrunner to see this concert, which I haven't been to in a while.
Ooh.
Good Boston venue. Okay, here we go.
When you're not around, your people have their way with words, and you don't have to hear the sound. Down and very close to people's lives. You've got some things you can't erase. Honey, I've got that. I know that you want to be seen and to be heard.
inspired, and you know just what that's worth. Most people know just what they want, but can't make it work. I know that you want to be free and to be wild, oh, to be hugged just like a child. Everybody's gonna lose
So, very sad to say that we are now at the end of the show.
I mean, I'd like to thank everyone so much for tuning in and listening. I feel like being behind the booth has been such an incredible experience. It's definitely made me appreciate, like, how free-flowing the conversations are when you listen to radio. Like, it's definitely a bit of an art, and so I appreciate it more after
What surprised you most about being in the studio?
The serenity of it. I kind of thought that, like, I really had no, even though I would listen to your show and I'd love it, is that, like, I'm a listener, I had no drive to want to be here and be behind the booth, because I'm like, well, I can just listen to music and I can get homework done. Like, why not kill two birds with one stone? Like, why just listen to music in a booth for an hour and then have to go do all my homework? But I understand, like, it's a whole different vibe, and there's a lot of serenity surrounding, especially, like, if you ever come into the WMFO studio, like, there's records everywhere, everyone has written their show name on the wall, like, you really feel like you're a part of history and a part of art.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a special feeling. I'm gonna remember this forever. This is gonna be my new happy place. I'm gonna think back to it when I send you money. Yeah.
Honestly, that's really fair. I remember when my first time in the studio, shout out to Lauren, who's in London right now, but she took me here and I literally, like, exploded. It was like I've never felt happier before.
Yeah, it's really cool space to be in.
Yeah.
I'd like to shout out our next song. This was recommended to me by a close friend. I feel like one of the things it's definitely a classic song. I'm guessing many of you have heard
it. Wait, name the friend.
I shouldn't drop names here.
Oh, is it a crush?
No. It's Madeira, who I do the newspaper.
Oh.
So, it's a work colleague.
Yeah, thank you for adding. No, it's a good friend. That's what I said. And so she recommended this to me one night, and I listened to it. I hadn't listened to it in a long time. I'm like, this is such a good song. It's just like, I feel like, if you've ever been to New Hampshire or Vermont, it really matches those vibes of just, like, being in the woods and, like, going into, like, if you've been to, like, the bars and the craft breweries and, like, Vermont at night, this is a song that would be played. The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. And this is Ford Leg and Bronwyn and Gayathri, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting